Thank you for joining us today with the Living Savior Ministries. This is an ongoing teaching. We will be giving you full information at the end of the program how to get this in its entirety, and all these teachings are free and postpaid. If you'll just contact us, we'll tell you how to get these things. So now then, let's go right on into the teaching.
You wouldn't like that, would you? But how would you like it if a demon's doing that to you and you can't see him? He's tormenting you. But if you're a little tiny baby, all you can do is cry and scream and kick. That's all you can do. But one command in the name of Jesus. One command. After all, what did that key to the kingdom of Luke 10, 19 and 20 say? How much power that key did he give me to the devil? All? Well, as one preacher to another preacher, I think it's time we start believing the Word of God, don't you, brother? I do too. And when we start believing it, and we start acting on it, then you start seeing these kind of mighty miracles. Now then, if Jesus came to destroy the works of the devil, and then turned to those of us that will believe in Him and said, now all power is given to you in heaven and earth. All power over the spirits. What are we going to do? Let these devils keep beating up on us? Are we? No. We're going to act on it, aren't we, Sherry? You ain't letting them devils beat up on you no more, are you? No. I mean, when you pray the prayer of faith, girl, you pray the prayer of faith, don't you? You don't say, oh, God, if it be your will you heal sister so-and-so. You jump in there like a duck on a June bug, and you just pecking that beast away. And when you get through, there ain't no devil left, right? And when the devil's gone, then they're healed. Because Jesus already gave us our healing. And when you begin to see this, what you can do in the name of Jesus. In fact, the other day, not very many days ago, just a few months ago, I was in my Ford pickup and I went up to the mailbox at Argyle to mail a bunch of packages. And on the way home, a transmission line broke on my 94 Ford pickup and I lost all the fluid. And so it's only about 4 miles from there to my house. I think, no problem, I'll just run to the house. You know, I get out of my pickup. I mean, you all say that, but I'm telling you, that's not a big deal for me. So I get out of my pickup and I'm running, and I run about the first mile. And then I realize, hey, Lord, I got things much more important to do than be out running. So I said, Father, in the name of Jesus, send me somebody to pick me up, take me to the house. Now, do you think I can pray that kind of prayer? Have I got a key? Have I got a key that says I can do that? Sure. I can take John 14:13, where Jesus said, whatever you ask the Father in my name, He'll do it for you. So if John 14:13, one of the keys of the kingdom. Father, thank you that John 14:13 says, I can ask the Father in the name of Jesus for anything and you'll do it. So I said, Father, in Jesus' name, send me somebody to pick me up, take me to the house. I don't want to just go in. I want to go to the house so I can get somebody to come back down here and we pull my pickup home. I said, thank you, Lord, it's done. And so I stopped running and walked just a few steps, and all of a sudden a station wagon coming from this way comes and goes by me and turns around and comes back and pulls right up beside me. And this woman in there, she said, Mr. Scrivener, I don't think you're out for a walk this far from home. And it was the mother of Caleb. And she had Caleb in there, and he's a pretty big boy now. And then she's got another one about a year old sitting there in a little car seat. She said, are you going home? I said, yes, ma'am. The transmission line broke on my pickup. She said, I would love to take you home. Jump in. Okay. I got in and she said, you know, I want to tell you, first of all, that in the little short period of time that y'all kept our baby, with what happened, I said, your faith walk has totally changed my husband's life. But said, you've changed mine too. See, we look at everything different. And we got to the house. She pulled right up in front of the house and she said, I told her, well, I sure do appreciate you bringing me right to the front door. And she said, but before you leave, I want something from you. I said, what's that? She said, I want you to lay your hands on my babies and bless them. What a privilege. So I laid my hands on each one of the babies and spoke a prayer of blessing over those children. Now, what do you think I expect God to do when I bless those children? I expect Him to bless them babies because He told me I could do that. Now, see, this is the power we've been given through the keys of the kingdom. And it says it gives him great pleasure to give us the keys of the kingdom. We didn't have to buy them. He paid the price and then gave them to us. And then he made all these awesome promises all throughout. Well, when you get a hold of the keys of the kingdom, you won't never be one of those kind of guys ever to say, God doesn't do miracles no more. God doesn't heal anymore. Let me tell you, that devil is deceiving that man. And I am, my heart just broke for that guy. To think he's on national radio and he's written a book about the false revival. And everybody that's a faith man that he named, Benny Hinn, Kenneth Hagin, Kenneth Copeland, I mean, Price, you name any man that's a man of faith that's well known, he says they're false teachers. I thought, wow. Is that awesome or is that awesome? And then the people that called in, I listened to it for 30 minutes, and the people that called in said, you know, I'm so glad you've wrote this book, and I'm so glad I listened to your radio show, because I went to a church for a while, and they had some people in there that spoke in tongues, and they prayed for the sick, and we got out of that church because we knew that's a false teaching. Isn't that something? Is the devil, is he a wicked beast? That devil is a wicked beast. He is a wicked beast. I'm telling you over there in Revelations, when the Word of God says, and the devil has deceived the whole world. We don't give that beast enough credit for his ways of doing business. He is very, very, very sly in the way he does business. And he did a good job on me for a long, long time. Let me ask this question. How many of you, like me, were deceived by the devil for a lot of your life? I'm telling you, every one of us have been deceived by the devil. But when we get into the Word and begin to learn what really belongs to us, then the devil's in trouble. Isn't he, Sherry? Yes, in your house he's in trouble. You don't listen to him no more, do you, girl? Only to, if it ain't written in the Word, you're not interested in it no more, are you? If Jesus didn't say it, forget it. If it's not in the Word, I'm not interested in what you got to say. But if it's written in the Word, then I'm interested. But the gospel of the kingdom, and it says, and when we go on down, and when the devil was cast out, the dumb spoke, and the multitudes marveled, saying, it was never so seen in Israel. Well, when you start doing this yourself, that's what a lot of people are going to say about you. You seen a miracle? You really have? Yes. Let me tell you about one or two or 20 or 30 or 50 or 100. Isn't that amazing? I can remember whenever I saw God do a half a dozen healings in 1 year, somebody asked me one day, "What, Thurman, what's God been doing good in your life this year?" I said, "Man, he can't get no better than this. I've seen about a half a dozen healings this year. It can't get no better than this." Wow, I've seen a half a dozen in 30 minutes since then. Isn't that amazing what God can do? In fact, one time I'd need to go back and look at that film if I could find it. But it was, must have been about 2 years ago. That Sunday, the Lord just laid on my heart. He said, I want, and we must have had 125 people here that day. He said, I want you to tell everybody here that's got pain, I want them to come up and I'm going to heal every one of them today. You remember that? Well, yep, I looked out there and I said, you know, I never had this happen to me, but the Lord just laid on my heart. He says, if you have pain, I said, if you don't have pain, don't come up here. But if you got pain and you're hurting, I want you to come up here and we're going to pray over you. And I thought there'd be three or four people get up. But wow! There's about 20 of them at least, maybe 25. There's a big line. I said, well, I got them up here. And I said, well, Lord, what do I do now? And so I just said, get them in a line right here. And I just come around right here. And I said, one at a time. I said, now I just want you to close your eyes. And I'm going to lay in the arms of Jesus. He's a healer. I'm not. And I said, he's going to heal you. He told me to do this. So each one of them, one by one. I said, now then, I'm supposed to speak to your pain. Where is your pain? Somebody said, my head or my back or my hip or my arm. And I said, I rebuke that pain in the name of Jesus and command it to leave in Jesus' name. And somebody said, whoa, my pain just left. I said, all right, Jesus is healing you right now. The pain's gone. That's the first indication that he's in the process of your healing. And did you know everybody that was up here that day got healed? Every one of them. It took 2 hours, though. We went through that 2 hours, and everybody there got healed. And several weeks later, I said, is there anybody here who was up here that Sunday? And 8 or 10 hands would go up out there. I said, are you still healed? And every one of them said, yes. Isn't God awesome? When's the last time you seen that in a church? You don't know. I had never seen that happen before in my life in a church I'd been in. Nowhere. But that's what Jesus wants to do when you believe Him. The keys of the kingdom. He's the healer. And He's going on here and saying, and after He cast out, and the Pharisees said He cast out devils by, through the prince of the devils. Isn't that amazing? What we say. And verse 35, and Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom. Here it is again. Matthew 9:35. He's preaching the gospel or the good news of the kingdom. How in the world do we miss this? How can you read the Bible all these years and miss these mighty things? He gives us the keys. And here they are. But you've got to go out and dig in this book to find them. And then as you find each one of them keys, somewhere along the line, you found the key to salvation. And it was a free gift. And when you stuck your key in your in His lock and you turned it, His was already open, so you got saved. That's how easy it was. Well, when I found that key about 20 years ago for divine healing, and it was that magnificent word right there, sozo, that was the key. When I learned that that word, sozo, means not only saved, but it means healed, made whole, delivered, and preserved. When I learned that word meant all those things, that was the key that 20 plus years ago that I got that in my spirit by faith and I received the King as my healer. And then I started going out telling everybody, praise God, you're looking at a guy that received Jesus as his healer last night and I am never going to have another sick day as long as I live. And you know what they did to me? They laughed at me. They laughed at me. I said, you guys can laugh if you want. I had one Baptist preacher, after I went off, he said, oh, that's okay. He said, y'all just remember, Thurman's always been a little on the religious fanatical side. But next time he gets sick, we'll all laugh at him. Is that awesome? It should never be that way in the kingdom. But unfortunately, that's the way we do business. Well, let me tell you, I learned a key. I found a key. I dug that booger out and I put it in that lock and I turned it 20 years ago and I've not had a sick day since then. Not one.
We're going to have to stop right there on the teaching today, but we'll start right there tomorrow where we left off. If you'll join us again at the same time tomorrow. These teachings are all free and postpaid. This is all about the keys of the kingdom of God and how they work. And if you'll give us a call and ask for the keys of the kingdom, we'll be happy to send this teaching to you on CD or DVD. They are free and postpaid. Call us at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. Also, you can contact us on the web at www.tlsm.org. TLSM.org. And there you can order these teachings free and postpaid. Praise the Lord. Remember, Jesus Christ is Lord of Lords.